here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Good evening, welcome. It's Wednesday, April 27th, and you're listening to the next episode of The Discordia Show.
The next episode!
And that was Spence, as you already might have known him from all the previous episodes he's been here. And I'm going to introduce myself as Ryan. Great to have you with us listening to our show. Spence, I missed you last week. The exams are over?
Yeah, they are over. I am done my undergrad. I get to graduate.
Great, then let's stop talking about school and let's start talking about all the wicked
things
that are going
on. What do we got?
We got a whole bunch of songs ready to play for you today, but before I start anything, I heard someone has an interview with the Ruffled Feathers, eh?
Yeah, our first feature we got is our very own Brad Winter sat down with the Ruffled Feathers. They're having a video release party on May 11th, which is about the time our next show will be. But Jeff Vincent produced this amazing new video for their song called Blueprints for a Failed Revolution. And a teaser. It includes a flaming piano. It's pretty rad. Anyway.
Where are they playing?
May 11th, Biltmore, doors at 8, with Call Before You Dig and Ponderosa. So here's the interview with Ruffled Feathers. And then after that, we're going to play their song called Home.
Awesome.
Off their last EP.
Here at CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, UBC campus.
This is CITR 101.9. We're here with, we got three members from the Ruffled Feathers. We got Maddie,
hello.
Gina, and Charlie. How are you doing today?
Good.
Did you get some time to enjoy the song?
I had a nice bike ride over here.
Yes.
Yeah. I was in this bookstore across the street, and the guy who owns it is kind of reminds me of Sean Connery, so I had a nice conversation with him.
Yeah.
I went cowboy boot shopping.
Nice.
Good day, all right.
So, you guys have a video release coming up.
Yeah.
May 11th at the Biltmore Cabaret, Ruffled Feathers. And there's a couple other bands, Call Before You Dig and the Ponderosas.
Yeah.
Maybe you could tell me a bit about this video that's in production right now.
I've been working on it for a couple months. Jeffrey Vincent is the one who's shooting it. If you've seen this video, do this guy a job, please. He's doing a fantastic job with this video. We've been working on it for the past couple months. We have like a shoestring budget. We've burned a piano in the middle of the woods. We carried a desk up, strapped to our backs, up Mount Seymour. We went to a burned down juvie hall. Off the Cedar Sky Highway. It's been such a... Like, every time we've gone out shot, probably like six times so far, it's just been a great adventure, and I'm really excited for this to be done.
It's for... The video is for a single from an upcoming album as well. Called...
Blueprints for a Failed Revolution.
Oh, that's the single. We don't know what the album's called yet.
Okay.
Is there going to be any other songs on the single too?
No,
no, it's just going to be this release with the video and the song.
Yeah.
Cool. Probably give it away for free on Bandcamp.
Yeah, try a new format, I think. Because like that, like the video single kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe attach some pictures and stuff.
Yeah, we got a lot of art in the process of making this, yeah.
Cool. So what was your most memorable show that you've ever had, you think?
kind of ourselves.
I think so.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. We all dressed up as wizards. This is for Halloween, right?
Various kinds of wizards.
We're playing a garage for Cradle of Lost Souls, like tons of people walking by.
Some random like middle-aged guy's garage, not a friend's garage.
And this random middle-aged guy and all his friends are dressed up as mummies dancing on the roof of his garage. This is amazing. Great time.
And we thought we were just going to play for like, you know, 45 minutes an hour, but we ended up playing our set like four times in a row.
By the end, we were getting pretty good.
People were just like, play more, just keep it. Oh, it was crazy.
Brought like our own PA and everything. We did it with Oker Chen. He was the one that got us the gig.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, like somebody bought us a pizza. There was like, we had a smoke machine going on.
Oh, yeah. Dance. The random person bringing us pizza and beers. That was maybe like one of the happiest things that's ever happened to me. I'm like, someone saw me playing music and appreciated it, and they bought me pizza.
And all of our, all of our stuff was running through like one outlet. Is that right?
Yeah. And then they kept like getting overloaded, and I'd have like to switch the vocal PA off and on during the set, like while I was playing bass.
And whenever the microphones would go out, we'd just pick up the megaphone.
Yeah, that was a great idea.
So backup.
Actually, that was the first time we started using a megaphone, and now it's a regular guest at our shows. Yes, regular member of the band.
It was borrowed that time.
I think one thing that sets us apart from a lot of other bands is, like, as an independent band, we're doing a really good job, I think, of all the aspects. Like, there's that stereotype that musicians are all really flaky, and I think we're kind of trying to challenge that. Like, with this Biltmore show, we're organizing it, promoting it ourselves, and I think...
And we're pretty on top of it.
Yeah. So I think maybe, like... Maybe if you get a good deal from a label, maybe you like to get signed, but I think as it stands, like, we don't need a label right now. And as long as we have enough time and energy to put into this music.
We've got a lot of diverse skills.
Yeah, we're a good team.
Yeah. You're a hardworking indie band, essentially.
Yes.
And the dream is to be able to do this without working a day job. That's really sucking my soul. Maybe I don't know about you guys' souls.
I think it might have already sucked all of my soul out.
No more soul?
But luckily at night, we the Ruffle Feathers go out to seek souls to suck, to rejuvenate our own souls, which have been sucked by our day jobs. Which starts like never ending cycle. So if we can, if you guys come to our show and we can afford to stop working day jobs, we can stop sucking souls of other people and thus save.
I don't know about this,
humanity.
Charlie.
There you go. May 11th of the Biltmore video release. We got blueprints for a failed revolution.
having your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
And welcome back to the Discorder Radio Show on CITR 101.9. That was the Ruffled Feathers with their song Home. And they're going to be at the Biltmore on May 11th for their video release party. And also at the Biltmore on April 28th is Sun Wizard. They're doing their album release party. Isn't that neato?
That is really sweet. I got a chance to read their article last week, and because I wasn't too familiar with them. And I was actually really impressed that they... You know how they write songs? They do these writing workshops where they get together and essentially they just throw out songs out there. They get together like, all right, we have like 5 hours, whatever. Let's just do this. And then in 5 hours, we're going to have a song. And that kind of takes away the pressure of, I guess, I feel like it would take away the pressure of songwriting because there's no one judging you. You can just throw it out there.
Yeah.
And hey, if you like it, keep it. If not, no biggie. Throw it out.
Yeah.
No biggie. But...
I like how they described it as, you know, like, you know, they had this workshop and they just happened to be writing a lot because they were running this workshop and they came to, you know, recognize songs as just moments in time. So, you know, if it doesn't work for your band, you know, just move on, like make another song. And yeah, it sounds really cool.
Their music for some reason has been compared to quite a lot to Tom Petty,
yeah,
and Bob Dylan. I don't know, they didn't really appreciate that much because I think
apparently like early on they're like, we love Tom Petty, and you could kind of hear it, and that's followed them, you know, since their first release. And now their second release, Positively Fourth Avenue, right? That's their new,
yeah, I think it's a kind of a, not a spoof, it's the name,
it's
was
a play,
it's a, yeah, play on the Bob Dylan song Fourth Street. What was it?
Positively Fourth Street.
Positively Fourth Street.
It's you know, about being a normal band.
Well, I listened to their music. I quite enjoyed them. And you know what? I think we should play a song. Before we play a song, I had the word slam dunk in my head. Is there
also
a reason why I have that?
Also on the 28th. Obviously. Joining them is Slam Dunk, and who else? High drops, yeah. But Slam Dunk, they're on my mind right now because I was in Victoria this weekend and I went to see a production of Jesus Christ Superstar produced and directed by their bass player, Caitlin Galoop.
Sweet.
And Brooke Galoop, who is the lead singer of Immaculate Machine, played Judas, and Jesus was played by a woman. And it was amazing. It was like punk rock Jesus Christ Superstar. And they had like a band playing, and one of the guys from, well, Jordan from Slam Dunk was in, he was one of the apostles. And yeah, it was just amazing. So
they're actors and musicians.
Oh, it was great. It was like a indie love-in. Like it was such an amazing show. And
are you from Victoria? They're from Victoria too, right?
Yeah, they're from Victoria as well.
And so are you?
Oh, maybe just a little bit.
Yeah. So let's play a song by Sun Wizards. The song is called Tambourine.
And then we're going to hear Only Fun by Slam Dunk.
Here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Discord Radio Show.
ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Check out Sucker Punch, playing through April 7th, Your Highness, playing the 8th through 21st, and awesome midnight movies every Friday.
For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
Sweet, you're listening to the Discorder Show here at Sierra 101.9 FM. You just heard the song Only Fun by Slam Dunk.
And did you know that Jordan from Slam Dunk's former bandmate, who is now known as Dreamboat, is playing tonight with Techromancer at the Cobalt?
It's incredible how Isn't you mentioned that, crazy? That because I was just about to get on our concert listings.
I've read your mind.
It's like we have this thing planned. There's a reason why we're together, you know?
But did you know that...
who are they playing with?
I heard that Dreamboat's playing... Well, they're playing with Techromancer. And I heard that Randy Bachman's daughter is in that band.
Randy Bachman? Is he...
The Guess Who?
Ooh la la.
But I didn't tell you.
I didn't hear anything. What else is going on our concert listings? On April 28th, we got Sun Wizards. They're playing with Slam Dunk and High Drops at the Biltmore, as we said previously.
Yeah, we know that.
29th, what's happening on the 29th?
Oh, Needles and Pins. And we're going to hear a song by them to take out the show. Needles and Pins are playing with Juvie and Blonde Witch April 29th at the Biltmore.
Ah, sweet. Ooh, May 2nd. We got Rick Whiteshair, Fine Miss, Roe Mock, Marcos Noisland, if I pronounce his last
Marcos Noisland? Marcus Naslund, are you a Canucks fan or what?
I'm a work in progress, man.
Okay.
Sciences, Soft Focus, Rec Center, and these are band names, by the way. They're all playing at the Biltmore on May 2nd as well.
Voting day. Better get out there and vote.
Oh, I will be there. I will be there.
Do you get cheap into that show if you voted? Because there's some talk about, you know, shitharperdid.com and giving discounts if you voted.
I think you get it in cheaper if you voted for the right candidate.
No.
Not if you just did it for
if you didn't vote for Harper.
Is that the thing now? They just say not voting for Harper is like, you can get into music for free.
I mean, it's just a rallying point to get people actually interested. I mean, a lot of people just didn't come out last time. And did you know there was a record turnout this weekend for advanced voting?
Pretty bad. That is pretty sweet.
But I digest.
I digest.
Day before that, on Sunday, at the R Town Cafe, my favorite cafe, Adrian Teacher, who lead singer from Apollo Ghosts, and Bad Fate, and a couple other people are playing at R Town. On Sunday, May 1st, so...
And last, but definitely not least, on May 5th, of New York, Brooklyn, funk-based DJ Nicodemus, he's playing at the Fortune. And Vancouver's very own Delhi to Dublin is playing at the Commodore May 7th. So if you feel like some dance moves, you can check those out as well.
I feel like dance moves.
But for now, I feel like some needles and pins in my body.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here it is, Needles and Pins with the song... Drop It on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
big government and big pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to big pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so Big Pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Well, that's it for this week's Discorder show. Thanks for tuning in. Come back and check us out 2 weeks from now, May 11th, 6 p.m., for the next episode of the show. And last but definitely not least, go on Facebook and you can find us at Discorder Radio Show. And click like, so we'll post all the podcasts and all the updated information on Facebook, which seems to be what everyone's doing nowadays. Until next time, take care, have a good one, stay safe, and don't forget, vote.